Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, I had to dig in the crate on this shit. Y'all already know what it is.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the city to the Nike. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. See the church girl tight, but I know she getting nasty. Freak in the bedroom and pub, she be classy.
Smoking OG right now, bro. It's cool.
2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the back, backwood, I'ma roll up and face it. Run up a bag, nigga, I'ma chase it. Shout out my lawyer, he beating them cases. Getting money on an everyday basis. Getting money, she be fucking on camera. Getting money, I know swipers is cameras. Free my cousin, yeah, he stuck in the slammer. Free my cousin, he got caught with the hammer. I was down bad, down in my dick. I ain't have shit and it made me sick. Now these bitches on me just like a stick. Big drip, I be kicking the shit. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't normal. Smoking this killer, don't say I ain't warn you. I'm a rockstar. You niggas too formal, and if it's something my niggas is on you. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel, ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping the foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic.
Backwoods, roll up and face it. Hey, you. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Backwoods TV. We here. We lock every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Western Time. You already know the shit, nigga. Shout out to my boy, Flock Guys of Behind the 1-2, my old record, my whole 40 record family, Kush Money. You already know Haiti the Great, Rise the Ghost. You know, the whole squad, we lit. We 7 days a week. Yo, y'all know what we do here. We home of the independent artists, home of the independent black business owners. We do this. Yo, shout out to everybody that's been tapping in. It's going on five months I've been doing this, yo. And I want to thank everybody that's been locked in, tuned in. I want to thank all the guests that have been on here, especially, you know, for the record, for allowing me to come on and bring my spin to the show. But, yo, we already know what that is. So we're going to go ahead and jump straight into the show. Usually, I started off with an artist. But I'm going to change the game today. I know my show is unpredictable. I'm going to actually start off with a business guest. Now, this business guest is not only just a great mind, a humble soul, hell of an underrated artist, everything above. This man is a mentor. He actually mentored me and helped me get my mind right as far as when I was in my act up days. So it's an honor to be able to introduce my first guest. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's going on, man? I ain't talked to you in a minute. How's everything?
Man, it's going on. Tell the people your name and what you do, OG.
Oh, you already know. Andre Thorne in the building. On Your Dudes LLC. I own a courier service. I just got started with this year, and it's already up and running.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me first say this, yo. I seen this man starting out with the beginning stages before I relocated to North Carolina. He was hungry then, and it was an even prouder moment getting that phone call with him telling me that, yo, I did it, Neff. I got my license. I work for myself. Yo, it was an honor. So commend you on that, and you definitely exonerate what I want to express on here as far as black business owners. So it's an honor to have you on here, Dre. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. You know, you got my support all day.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to give you a little update into the show. It's mandatory. I tell all the artists how I do my show and business guests as well. Pretty much, I give you a chance to shout your social media out. I ask you a few questions. We go ahead and have you shout your social media out once more for the people that's just tapped in, and then we go ahead and ask you if you got any requests on the music. So that sound cool for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, my first question to start. Matter of fact, go ahead and tell the people your social media, how they can tap in with you and get in touch with you if they need any type of business as far as you.
Oh, okay, that's part of my back at Instagram, and I actually am hiring for drivers in New Jersey. You know, if you're in the Central Jersey area, hit my Instagram. I can give you the details on what it is we do here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to people in Jersey, I hope y'all are listening. This man is definitely hiring. He's a humble soul. I've worked for him previously. He was a humble soul, even working for somebody else. So I can only imagine him being his own boss and how cool he is. So salute, my G, salute. Make sure y'all follow everything he just said. Once again, tonight, at the end of the interview, I'll give y'all a chance to tap in again and be able to find out his information once again. So callers, do not hang up. I got a hellified show for you. I brung somebody for my finale tonight that's going to kill it. I'm excited to actually bring him on. So just tap in. Everybody hold the lines, but tap into this first interview because it's definitely some food for thought. My first question to you is, what made you decide you want to get your license and actually work for yourself and even get into the courier business?
All right, well, I always wanted to be my own boss from the time I started working when I was a teenager. You know, I just didn't know how to go about doing it. I was thinking too much into it and not surrounding myself with the right kind of people to actually learn. But the courier business, I really didn't want to do it. I jumped into it because that's what's going on right now. You know, with everything going on with COVID, everybody got accustomed to having things delivered to their house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I took that as an opportunity, like, yo, you know, let me do some deliveries, you know, just to help out the people in the community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that is really a blessing to have, individuals out there such as yourself that are able to actually, you know, give back to the people. Because we get a lot of people that, you know, forget that, you know, the neighborhood and community is the most important thing. And, you know, we ultimately improve ourselves to try and improve the community and everybody around us. So, you know, salute King to that, yo. And I know you definitely going to have a successful year and beyond with that. I can see beautiful things coming. On this show, we speak everything into existence, and I see everything, you know, on up for you and everything to a point where you ain't going to have to drive yourself. So, you know, keep grinding, OG, on that nature. I definitely respect you.
You know it. I will. Don't worry. I'm not going to let the team down.
Absolutely. You ain't never failed me before. Every advice is led to this moment right here to where I'm at right now. So, you know, you never fail. So, once again, callers listening, this man dropping gems, yo, and I've known him my whole life, so I definitely tap in with him. My second question for you is going to be, and it kind of it stretches off what I said as far as speaking into existence. but I want to hear it out your mouth. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years with this courier service, and position-wise, where are you trying to be and hope to accomplish along the line?
Well, five years down the line, I want to be on a new project. Like, the courier service was something that I wanted to do just to get started. It's not my main focus. It's not my main goal. You know,
and what's your main goal as far as that? Since you said it's the couriers to get you started, what's your main goal as far as where you ultimately trying to go with it?
Oh, I want to change the businesses. You know, I got 10 plus years restaurant experience. I would like to go into that. You know, I love cars. I always love cars. You know, I might want to get myself a lot. You know, those two mainly, and then one more is the transport service. You know, I know a lot of people got friends and family, you know, that's in jail. You know, I wanted to start like a transport service where, you know what I'm saying, we can get these people up to the prisons to, you know, see their loved ones. You know, everybody don't have a car, and, you know, maybe I can find a way to, you know, get them there so they can see their people and get them back home safely. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I can respect that. That's something different, Dre. That's definitely different. You know, a lot of people forget about those that aren't able to go visit, you know, people that aren't mobile and able to get up and go as they, you know, prefer and at their convenience. So that's respect, bro. That's definitely something different. And, you know, I want to see that actually happen. You know, as far as the restaurants, we ain't even going to speak on it. You already know how I feel about your cooking, brother, man. I done had a bunch of your food. We're not even going to tap into that. I'm a whole fat ass when it comes to your food. So we'll leave that for another note, bring you on there to talk about that on another note. But my final question is, would be for you, brother, man, is would you actually consider being able to incorporate all of those in one, as you said, like that you mentioned that you would eventually like to get into, branch into the first marketing service that does everything and just everything you were mentioning? Would that be something that you would actually be into?
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that I'm the first person to do it. But, yeah, you know, I want to make it like an umbrella. And mostly just to give back to the community, you know what I mean? I want to provide jobs, you know, for our people out here. Because, you know, our hoods is out here falling apart, you know. And one of the reasons behind that, I believe, is that people they feel hopeless. They feel like they don't have opportunities. I want to give these opportunities back to our communities, man. I hire felons and everything. It's, you know, nobody's exempt. I'm not focus on who you were yesterday. My focus is who you are today and who you want to be tomorrow.
Absolutely. Callers, remember, do not hang up. Callers, do not hang up. I'm tapped in with Dre Thorne. He actually is dropping gems for the people. Please do not hang up. I will definitely get to the calls as the show goes on. I just want to get through my guests, but also this man is dropping gems. So if you're listening, please pay attention and heed everything he's saying. He's offering jobs for people that drive and looking to get employed. He's offering services to try and help people, you know, get transported to visit loved ones in prison. He's trying to do the restaurant thing. Like, listen, man, this is a one-man fucking band. So y'all need to tap in with what he got going on. And definitely, more importantly, put some respect on this man's name. Anybody came on my show and really dropped the gem for y'all, of all my shows, tonight was that night, and he's offering services of employment. So to the people listening, yo, I hope y'all all take some. Yes, this is all the tri-state area. Holla at him. I'm going to give him a chance to shout his social media out for everybody just coming in that's going to review this interview a little later on. So, you know, once again, Dre, I appreciate you coming on the show, more importantly. And, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for me as a, you know, as a person, and, you know, help molding me into the man that I've grown to be into, and just overall the life lessons you taught me and taught me to live with a sense of humility. So I want to say on the behalf of Backwoods TV and for the record radio, I thank you from the bottom of my heart on everything you've done, and I wish nothing but positive blessings and positive things. And I know you a fighter, bro. You got it coming. Just stay buckled down like you're doing. It's motivating people like myself and others that's tuned into you. You inspire more than you think. So I just wanted to get that one out the way to you, brother, man.
Now, if you already know, I'm proud of you, man. I ain't proud of them Falcons, but I'm proud of you.
We'll say that for another note. We gonna talk our shit on another sports show. You know how I feel about them Feagles. We'll talk about them later, but we're not going to do that. But, yo, blessings to you. I want to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out to the people once more so they can go ahead and tap in with you. And, you know, hopefully if they're looking to be employed and just start a new chapter of their life, they tap into you. Go ahead and talk to the people and tell them.
Oh, yeah, it's Pardon My Back at Instagram. Pardon with the ED. It's past tense.
You heard this man working. And I got one final question for you. We're going to go and go ahead and go out with this one. You got any requests on songs you want to hear to go ahead and close out? Man.
Oh, come on, man. You already know what I want to hear. I want to hear Garden of Eden.
Hey, yo, Flock Geyser, you already heard what the fuck it is, bro. Unc OG has spoken. Throw that bitch in rotation. Backwoods,
yeah.
I got my arms in the building. Great shout out to you, my nigga.
Yeah.
Flock, what up? What's
up? Y'all already know what it's doing, nigga. My name been solidified.
It's my new single.
But y'all ain't know that. I'm from a place where you ride out the real back. I sign niggas like a timeout. Let me find out, money what you grind about. Strong, move quiet, I'm low-key like a hideout. Shout out to my management, haters can't stand this shit. Now I'm on wax, no candlestick. It's go time, my life be on green. Exclusive Jordans on, you niggas ain't got D's. I'm grown, you better go play with your PlayStation. Your boy been sick, no doc, I need patience. Critics never leave, they love on my hate cases. So me, I'm all in my bag like vacation. I tried to y'all don't even understand, though. I'm just playing around with y'all niggas.
Hey, K, I can't take these niggas seriously.
For real, though. Let me say it in advance. Drop me off my hustle, never, you ain't got the chance. Success been a mission, losing out the plan. Miss me with the bull, you on ball, you in the stands. Your love really real, so shout out to my fans. My engineer beast, shout out to my man. All high notes, that mean I'm out for fans. So even in the dark, my neck bright like a lamp. My name sent me side, but you call me the champ. I'm great, I do everything that you can. Brand new Jordans, brand new fitted on. Jewels on gorgeous, y'all haters get shit on,
nigga. I keep telling y'all, they don't hear me.
Y'all still don't get the fucking picture.
Wifey said snap though.
I dropped three back to back, now they riding away. Plain filled out the land of the brave. I'm a leader, not a follower, I'm master the maze. I'm in my zone getting blown, pounding the haze. Everybody got a book, but I ain't changing the page. Like a storm on the beach, I'm changing the wave. I got money in my vision, haters not in the frame. You should slow down on your speed, cause you not in my lane. My uncle DJ, my cousin rapping, running my veins. M.O.B. fuck a hater like I'm running a train. Hate come with the love, that's just one of them things. So I gotta keep a gun in the jeans, know what I mean?
Told y'all niggas.
Gasoline season all year on y'all fuck niggas. Don't hop on the wave once we start cruising.
Not at all.
Yeah. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Shout out to my boy Dre Thorne. OG schooled me. And I hope y'all was listening to some gems he was dropping. But y'all already know what that was. That was that Garden of Eden from your boy Truly himself, Simi Sayonara, available on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all that good shit, YouTube, whatever. Video now out on YouTube as well. Tap in with that. That shit is dope. Garden of Eden. Just how you hear it is how you spell it. But anyway, yo, y'all already know the fucking vibes, yo. We in this bitch. We locked in. Ain't nothing changed. I love the energy. and we gonna keep this energy going. Never in my life of me doing this show have I had an artist 2 weeks in a row come back to my show. I've only had two people come back, one person come back multiple times on my show. Shout outs to CTK. You already know I receive cuz over there grinding. But anyway, this next guest, I've never had back-to-back people on my show 2 weeks in a row. His interview was so inspirational, so inspiring. The support and love he had, it was just amazing. And I had to be able to share it at an earlier time with the people that tapped in. So with that said, my next guest, caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Oh, man, out the gate. You know it's Rich Country, Elo, man.
Yes, sir, bro. Hey, yo, before we even start this, bro, I've had a lot of shows. I've done a lot of these shows over the last 5 months, yo. That might have been probably my most memorable show I've done because of the energy. Your mom came through. Your brother came. Man, listen, bro. That shit had everybody over here in tears. So it was only right, my guy, I had to bring you in. And hopefully I can lock you in with another artist who, you know, has similar circumstances that you faced as well. That's going to be on right after you. So I'm hoping that I can lock y'all two in and y'all could possibly link up and do something because stories are similar. But, you know, first and foremost, bro, welcome the fuck back to the show. And congratulations, you made history. You
back,
are the first, bro, you are the first artist that came on the show 2 weeks in a row.
I appreciate it, man. Much love, God. As you blessed like that, man, you know everything you got for you, got to come.
Yes, sir, man.
And mama with me. She on the phone with me. I had to merge in. A lot of my people was calling the number, said they couldn't get through, so we merged everybody we could in.
Yes, sir. Shout out to bro Elo's whole support system. Just like I got a nice supporting cast around me, this young man has a lot of support around him. And that's what we bout here on Backwoods TV, so. You know, first and foremost, your music, I got your new music. Jeez, bro, you just one of those, huh? You just hit after hit, huh? That's how you come?
Oh, man, that's all I'm bringing. There's so much of it. I just need the chance to expose. The right ear, hear me,
sir,
I promise you, it's able to do something with it.
Yo, man, before we even jump into this, I already see where this is going and the energy about to be crazy. Callers, do not hang up. My next two artists, I got a finale, but my next two artists, Elo and my next artist, y'all going to want to tune into. They both got stories, and I want everybody to tap into their story. So, you know, my next guest as well. So, but anyway, yo, bro, your songs is fire. I want to go ahead and start you out by shouting the people out, telling people how they can tap into what you got going on, telling them your social medias, where they can find your music, et cetera. Floor is yours, brother, man.
Okay, for sure. Appreciate that. I'm Rich Country Elo at the gate. You can follow me on Instagram at RK Elo. That's RK _ Elo. Facebook, Quante Carter. That's Quantay, Quante. Again, Quantay Carter, Carter. Again, it's Carter on Facebook. Snapchat, Slime Shooter 5. It's Slime Shooter, Shooter 5. And my YouTube channel is on the way. Hang on in, Kelp. It's getting managed and worked on right now as we speak. But as far as music, you can follow me on that. Oh, Rich Country Elo on TikTok, too. My music on there. I do little videos from now and then. But, yeah, my music is going to be on Spotify, everything. Apple Music, real soon. It's all due to come and process.
Yes, sir. Y'all tapped in with Elo, yo. Do not hang up. I got Bama in the fucking building. And this is how we coming. 2 weeks in a row.
205, man,
hit. after hits. I hit him up before I even jump into the interview. I hit him up and said, bro, you want to send me some new songs? All back, he sent two. He like, nah, I got plenty, bro. Not even 5 minutes later, I got an email with new songs. So he working, yo, like, and I can't wait to be able to let y'all tap in. So I'm going to do this a little differently because he has two songs as well, and I was able to interview him last week. I'm going to go ahead and ask him two questions as far as what he got going on. We're going to pause in between. I'm going to ask him a question. We're going to drop one of them new songs. We're going to bring him back. We're going to go ahead and ask him one final question, give him a chance to shout his social media out, and we're going to bang y'all with that second banger. That's how we coming tonight. I'm feeling real fucking good.
What's up?
I love it. The energy is here. We about to tear this down. We about to turn it the fuck up. Bama is in the building. Callers, do not hang up. I got Alabama in the fucking building. And the next up in charge from Alabama, Elo, do not hang up. Shout out to OG Elo, too. Mama Elo, y'all shout her out, too. We probably get her cycle back around. Bring Mama on. Because I know she on the line. Mama, I got to get through the show.
I'm here.
We're going to bring you back around. Oh, Mama right there now. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all heard? We got Mama in the building. We got Mama in the building. We got OG Elo in the building. Yes, ma'am. Salute, Queen. How you feeling tonight?
I'm blessed. I'm traveling, but I'm blessed, and I'm going to always tune in.
Absolutely. I would love to get you on the show eventually to talk about your business. I tuned in a little bit on Facebook, and I see what you got going on. We'll leave that for another conversation, but I definitely want to get you on for my business section. We'll talk about that a little later, though, and on another note. Thank you for tuning in once again and, you know, blessing us with this young king that we about to have. Bless the mic once again. So, you know, shout out to you again, and thank you again for tuning in. Everybody from Bama tapped in. I appreciate the love.
Yes.
Oh, we.
So we're
going
to go ahead and we're going to give the people what they've been asking for. Brother, man, you are high demand to come back, so we about to give it to them like this. I'm going to jump straight into your first question. My first question for you is, brother, man, after your first show, after doing the first show last week and getting the response that you did, man, more importantly, how you feeling?
I feel beyond bliss. I feel like the opportunity was put in front of me and presented to me. It was up to me to do something with it and take advantage of it.
Absolutely,
I feel like it was
bro,
a boost. I feel like he gave me the motive to want to do it more, to really want people to hear me, to write what makes sense instead of writing what they need, just make it sound good, you feel me?
Yes, sir, bro. And that's the one thing about your music I love, and I don't use that word common or loosely. Like, the one thing about your music I've grown to love as far as these first 2 weeks is you give me a different style and vibe on every song. Every song is different. I'm going to tell you now, my co-host Alex, he loves your music. I've already sent it to him. That's in his playlist. No, that's just what it is. But more importantly, yo, you hungry and you humble, bro. And as long as you stay like that, we got you. Just remember, I'm one of seven hosts, one of six hosts, brother, man. It's five other hosts tapping in and listening to you right now. I mean, you're more than welcome to get a blessing.
I appreciate the opportunity, y'all.
Absolutely. I'm going to start a group chat after this, and I'm going to set it up, the group chat, to let you network with some of the callers. So do not hang up after your interview, because 9 out of 10 times, two of them are on right now as we speak. So, you know, we're going to go ahead. And I got a question for you right now. You know what this is right here?
Okay. Man, that's some of the hottest things. That's some of the hottest he's dropping right
Elo.
Now. No capping.
I'm always on that rich country shit.
Listen to me.
No,
don't vibe with me. Listen to me.
I love you,
Polly.
Hey.
Yeah, you can do it.
Backwoods. Hey.
Man. Just listen to them. I know the beat sound good, but listen to the words though.
Oh, yo, can't introduce that song to them brother, man.
Man, that's gonna be my first single I drop, man, called Had To. Word for word, no cap, real story, true, everything. Put it in that song, man, and it's just one of the most greatest songs of the 100 other songs I got. Just stay tuned.
Absolutely. Flock, you already know my motto. Throw that bitch in rotation. That's how we rocking. Backwoods TV.
Yeah.
Got my boy Elo in the building. Bama in the building. Stand up. Put a record.
You know how I feel, man. I'm going to see you, man.
I love you, Polly.
Shut the fuck up.
About your beef, I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you touch square with that Glock? How you turn bumps into knives? I had to. Why you so deep in these streets? Why you head first about your beef? I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you touch square with that Glock? How you turn work with the knots? I had to. Bring me your head, it's past. I hope you ain't think I forgot you. Hey, most of you niggas be bitches. Acting like women, I know that you're fragile. I pray with my pistol and bag, too. They said they gon' ride, we gon' slide, too. You talk with the devil, knock out your brain. Didn't know he want you to die, too. I be with the robbers, scammers, and them steppers.
For real,
raised up off the cash room. Do whatever when it comes to the cheddar. Never let a bitch trap you. Double flavor, watch the bag. Remember them trucks out the Cancun. Sit in your order, then drive through. Spread out the scale till a vacuum. All of my life I was stuck in the cell. Rubbing helped me find a way out. Went to prison, felt like I was in hell. Praying hard for a way out. Lay low, took the safe route. Made it out, mama so proud. Look the screen, this is so loud. If you ever see the pole out, walking down, shooting no crowd. From the trenches, brought my bros out. Rolls out my edges, yeah, a hole now. Nigga dissing, cause I'm on now. Potato barrel, you hear no sound. Keep a Glock, don't get gunned down. From the trenches, coming up now. To the top, moving up now. Why you so deep in these streets? Why you hit first about your beef? I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you catch girl with that Glock? How you turn bumps into knots? I had to. Why you so deep in these streets? Why you head first about your beef? I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you catch girl with that Glock? How you turn bumps into knots? I had to. Days when we sleep the sand. Both said we ain't looking bad. Never change, never come around. You folded on me when I got a tan. Swear you showed me that niggas change. Mama said nothing stayed the same. Showed you love all I got was pain. Showed you love all I got was pain. In the end I saw the real you. Your brother paid me not to kill you. We ain't the same, I don't feel you. You had me looking like a real fool. Froze up when we shot the Muro. I should've robbed you when I robbed you. I should've whacked you when I robbed you. I should've shot you when I robbed you. Damn, used to look up to you, nigga. I did. I put my trust in you, nigga. I did. Now I can't fuck with you, nigga. I want you a fuck to me, nigga. I wanna pull up on you, nigga. You know how the streets go when you label the snitch. Nigga, you turn to a bitch.
A bitch.
The nigga tend to be weak at the end. Nigga will cross you out over a bitch. Say to myself, cause I'm tired of that shit. Care for a nigga, won't care for itself. The fame and the wealth gon' change how some people feel. I gotta do good for myself. Holding the belt, I'm like a heavyweight champ. Jewelry on me like a lamp. Fire nigga on the mount. Banging bees on the hat. Strike a nigga like a man. Why you so deep in these streets? Why you hit first about your beef? I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you catch girl with that Glock? How you turn bumps into knots? I had to.
in these streets. Why you hate first about your beef? I had to. How you do time in the state? Why you keep shit about the case? I had to. How did you come out on top? Why did you swerve on this block? I had to. How you switch right with that Glock? How you turn around with the knots? I had to.
Have mercy. Excuse me, Lord. Sheesh. Hey, yo, Backwoods TV. I already know what the fuck it is, bro. We locked in. We loaded.
Oh,
hey, yo, I'm tapped in with my boy Elo from Bama, bro. Listen. Hey, yo, I was literally over here fucking jamming. I forgot I was actually doing my interviews.
Man, I'm glad you like it, man.
Shit, nigga. Listen, bro. Man. That shit, that's a whole vibe right there. That's a whole vibe, bro. Like, I ain't even bullshitting you. Like, that's a whole vibe. Like, yeah, that's
real.
Going in my playlist. Yeah. Ooh. I might have to throw that as the intro, as a closing for the show. Like, shit, man, that's dope, bro. Respect, brother, man, respect. I'm just jumping here, second question, bro, before we even get into your final song and your social media. Listen, I'm tongue-tied, hard body, like, I was literally over here vibing the whole fucking time, like, hey, I'm like, oh, he's going off. Like, yeah, that's the whole vibe, bro, I can respect that, bro. That was dope, bro. That was dope. I ain't even on bullshit. Like, callers, do not hang up. Callers, do not hang up. If you locked in, make sure y'all don't forget we locked in 7 days a week. Call in 929-477-2425. We locked in. We in the building with Alabama's finest, Elo. Bro.
Elo, 205, Grand County. They knew that.
Bro, we gonna just go ahead and jump into that second question. My second question, bro, what was the energy when you was in the studio doing that? I could paint a picture with my mind because of how I was just acting and it wasn't even my song. But yo, what was the energy like in the studio? Or like, what was the motivation behind that song?
Man, I was in a whole nother world. I ain't gonna even count to you. I wrote that when I was in prison. I used to do little talent shows and stuff in prison, man, and just go in the closet, and people would come and get me in my cell and take me to the closet, and we'll be literally 30 deep and just listening to each other rap, man, and that was the whole block favorite song right there. So, man, they told me, make sure you write that. You make sure you get out and do your music, man. You record that, man. That was going to be the one to take you, man. So I just went with it. I found the beat, and matter of fact, me and my cousin was in the room playing beats, and I ran across that beat, and I just started rapping. He said, man, where that come from? I'm like, man, I know it hard. You know what I'm saying? I've been rolling. He's like, man, you need to go. Matter of fact, come on, we're going to drop that today. And my cousin paid for me to drop that, and that's how I got that song.
Yes, sir. Man, bro, like, yo, you made history, and once again, bro, I thank you for tapping in and supporting my vision of what I got going on and believing in me to be able to allow myself to be able to try and help, you know, get you to another level and get your music heard. So I definitely appreciate you and the whole support system you got around, y'all, tapping in with what I got going on, sharing of the post, just the all-around love. And just know it's in return and it's reciprocated here. And as long as you keep coming with shit like, yo, you haven't disappointed. That's 3 out of 3. Amen. That's 3 out of 3. Back to back. So,
man,
I mean,
that.
You know,
man,
I want
to appreciate you too, my brother.
Man, absolutely, bro. Nothing but vibes and positivity from my way to yours. I want to again give you a chance to shout your social media out and tell the people why they can tap into your music one more time. And I got one final question for you.
For sure. That's Rich Country Elo, RK _ Elo on Instagram. Quante Carter, Quantay, C-A-R-T-E-R on Facebook. You can give me at Rich Country. Spell it out. C-H-K-O-U-N-T-R-Y _ Elo on TikTok. Slime Shooter 5 on Snapchat. For sure.
That man is plugged. Hey, yo, we going to gain. I got one question, one last question for you. You know what this is?
Oh, man. That's that rock star status right there. You know what I'm saying? They told me to make sure you do your little talk. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't do no cap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all heard it first. Shout out to my boy Elo from Bama. Y'all already know Bama got next. Tap in with this young man. He working. Plop. You already know my motto. Throw that bitch in rotation.
Solid to myself, I won't tell no lie. Solid to myself, I won't tell no lie. Could be done the true truth. Glock 23, never leave my side. I swear they be shoom shoom. Fruity pebble self, then my backwoods. I smoke that fruit fruit. Train your girl while my dog's on track. We call her choo choo. Niggas love to hate, let me tell you why. Bands in my pocket and I say fly. Smoking on gas, just a pair of times. Flood it out, roll it, hard to tell time. See through the face, glad I ain't blind. Couple my homie, they never sense a dime. War ready, I was first on the line. Handle my beef, I just can't let it slide. Busting them out while she look in my eyes. Oh yeah, she a freak freak. Popping bean while I'm pouring up a four. I'm getting geeky. Side hotel, I'ma always be a dog. Well, bitch, you a flea flea. Lot of niggas gon' fold under pressure. I call them weak weak. Yellow diamonds all in my Cuban chain. This shit look like PP. I will never tame, gotta stay the same. I can't be tame, even in the cage. Did it on my own, guess I'm self-made. Just can make it play, just to get paid. Head first, rob a nigga broad day. I'm hitting lick lick. Fuck his girl while he sitting on the couch. I know he's sick sick. Dripping sauce every time I hit the scene. I got that drip drip. Fuckin' with my dog, made me turn to jun. I think I'm weak weak. Pouring foes in a big ass Sprite. Come take a sip sip. Switching on my dog, something I can't do. Locked in the struggle, had to break loose. Keep a couple hoes, fuckin' by the two. Look both ways when I make a move. Never swear the hoe, cause bitch, he gon' chew. I swear they gon' pick pick. Told your girl she can come to the crib. Let make a flick flick. Clip in the gun, hang by my ball.
You know, man, that kid from Bama be spazzing the fuck out, yo. No cap. Shout outs to Elo. Shout outs to the whole Alabama, the movement. Y'all know what the fuck we do here on Backwoods TV. Hey, yo, it's been a good show. I'm loving the energy. Shout outs to Mama Elo. Always tapped in for her baby boy shit, and that's respect. Shout outs to my lady tapped in and tuned in, locked in as usual, behind the scenes. You know, I love you. Shout outs to my old For the Record radio team. You already know. Flock, you my nigga. You already know. I don't even got to get into that. Yo, my next guest. It's honestly an honor to have my next guest on. When I first moved back to Jersey, I wasn't getting as much airtime as I really wanted. The individual was buzzing, and he actually took time out of his day to listen to a few of my songs, and he tapped in with me on everything I was dropping. So it was an honor to be able to get him on the show and actually let y'all hear how dope he is. And he's from my hood. That's what made it better. So with that said, call the state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's good? What's good? What it is? It's your boy, the real monster. You already know I'm in the building. Came a session on fire, and I appreciate the support from everybody. Fresh home, I got a lot on my chest, and a lot of shit to get off my chest. So I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, so more importantly, bro, welcome home. It's good to have you back, bro. Blessings, many blessings to you. I'm glad to see you back in your essence, and you about to act the fuck up. I already know what it is. I watched it for a whole two-year ratio when I first got back to Jersey. So it ain't nothing new to you, but respect my guy, and God bless you for being on the show.
You already know, man. I appreciate your support, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity. You already know it's all love, man. I want to see niggas eat. I want to see you eat, man. You got a lot going on right now. You got a lot on your plate, but you out here giving niggas a chance, and that's a blessing, man. So appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, bro. You know, like I said, you know, I'm just here to help the people and, you know, put on the people all the unseen talent that I know of and that I see on a daily basis. And that's pretty much, I'm the voice for the talent that's not being heard. And that's pretty much what inspired me to do that during the last couple months. So to have you actually on as a guest on here is an honor, bro. Like, I definitely was locked in and tapped into everything you was doing previously. So, you know, more importantly, it's a blessing to actually have you here and you supporting the call. So thanks on my end as well.
You already know it's all love, man.
Absolutely. So this is what we about to do. And I'm going to just straight throw this out there. My producer's in my inbox. He said both his songs will go crazy as fuck. So you already know how we coming. I already know how you coming, bro. I listened to your shit four times a piece before I actually went and got back on the job. Took a nice little 30-minute break and was listening to your shit. Listen, bro. It's the reason why, like I said, you're on my top 10, bro. I call it how I see it, yo. I have a lot of inspiration, especially from my hood, and you definitely one of them. So before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the show and how we do it. We're going to change it up for you. I want to follow the similar structure that I did my last interview. You got two songs, so we're going to change it up. I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and shout your social media out so people can tap in with your music and what you got going on, follow you, whatnot. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to go ahead and jump straight into one of your bangers. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to ask you another question or two. We're going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out in closing. And I'm going to drop that final bomb because my producer is that actually excited about both songs. So, callers, don't hang up. Y'all already know. Y'all locked in with Plainfield's Punchline of the Real Monster. Y'all see what I'm talking about later on. We locked in. Y'all already know the motto. We about to hit 10 o'clock. I got one more artist for y'all after this. Y'all know the motto. We go overtime, roll one, spark one, and let that bitch go. But we locked in right now with my boy Real Monster. So, yo, my first question to you, bro, is what's your energy now, you know, coming out of the circumstances as far as what are you trying to do with the music scene? And I already know how you coming, but I can't predict what's going to come out of your mind or your mouth. So, you know, what direction are you trying to take it in as far as what you're trying to do now?
Well, honestly now, bro, I got a more open mind to shit. Like, you know, when you sit down for a little bit and you sit and think about some of the shit, you know, like I was out here doing my thing and showing love, but I was a little closed-minded to certain people's situations. I was only focused on myself and trying to do what I need to do to put myself in position. And that's a good thing. That's the right thing to do. But also, you got to be a little bit more open-minded to other people's situations because there's some people that's not in my position or want my position, and I get it, and I'm with it, so I understand it. But it's like now I'm just more open-minded to people. Like, I take time out to really, like, look at a person's situation, observe it, and put myself in their shoes and see how we could build. Like, right now, I'm more open to, like, working with people. I'm more open to giving a person a chance. I'm more open to, like, putting people on a map and put myself and others in a position where we could both eat and get right.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, like I said, for the people that don't know, I personally know you. Like, you know, fuck this radio station shit for a second. Like, you know, callers, do not hang up. I'm about to have a personal moment. Y'all tap in and listen. You know, all jokes aside, I know you outside of this radio station. And when I first came back to Jersey, it was hard for me to really get airtime because I didn't have that established credibility because I was going so long in Los Angeles doing my music over there. But to have you actually be an established artist and you were actually making heavy moves to take a second to be able to just give me a few minutes to listen to a couple of my songs, bro, you'd be surprised how much it meant, like, little shit like that, and you giving somebody a chance to be heard is basically what led to me doing what I'm doing today and why you're on the show now. It's basically me saying I appreciate you, basically putting me on with what I had to do and pointing me in the right direction when I first got up here. And knowing your circumstances, you getting home, nigga, you ain't never left. That's the way I see it. Your music was still popping. And my goal now as a radio host as well is to bring some of the people I knew that was genuine and actually did this shit and had a passion for it. And that's why, no cap, as soon as I seen you hit Facebook, I said, that's one of my first reach outs for a guest. So, it's a mutual respect, brother, man.
I knew it was real the day I pulled up and you had me in your crib personally. The type of thing I am, I ain't just let anybody in my crib. You let me in your crib, we started writing, trying to put some shit together. Soon after that, I end up getting bumped off, and I've been locked up since. And I'm home now. We got to pick up where we left off, bro. I'm here for you. You already know.
Oh, I already sent you the song. We acting up, bro. I already sent you that on Facebook. You know the vibes. We in there. You already know, bro. Definitely. So, that's what it's all about here, bro. You know, I don't do anything for credibility. I don't do this because I get a kick. I do it because I genuinely fuck with people, and I know how hard it is to get your music out there. And especially, bro, for you to go down as long as you did when you were in your prime and you was just snapping, it's only right that I bring somebody put me back on the scene and actually got me started onto the show. And that's what it's about. We one hand wash the other, and that's what we trying to teach the younger generation here. Like, it's more or less loyalty and morals before anything else. And that's basically the scenario right here. He's always been a humble dude to the callers. Humble man. Him telling me he was more about himself and me hearing this for the first time is brand new to me because he was very humble to me. I was pretty much nobody on the scene in Jersey art as far as music because I didn't do it out there as long as everybody else did. But this man took 5 minutes of his time, came over, he locked it up. I showed him a couple songs. He like, oh, yeah, I'm about to fuck with it, bro. And the rest is history, and that's where we at now. So with that said, bro, this is where the motherfucking fun part becomes. Do you know what this song is right here?
Oh, man.
Bars, bars, bars. Body and shit, you already know. Animal, I let loose on there, Let a little anger out, talk my talk, get busy. You already know.
Yo, Backwoods TV, I told y'all.
Oh, man.
I got the monster in the building. This nigga about to act up. Flop.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Man.
Backwoods TV, y'all getting the exclusive. Welcome home, my nigga.
Oh, man.
We're in the building, y'all.
Monster. Been a real nigga since day one.
Uh-huh.
Got a few shooters with me who ready for beef like A1.
Hey.
Bring it to a nigga, I don't care if they 5 deep.
Know that.
Even being low, niggas up, that's 5 feet. Hoes by myself, I don't need to roll 2 deep.
Yeah.
Hood well known, compliments to 6 feet.
You know me,
nigga. Taught a nigga right, yeah, they raised me well. I'm passing the blunt, only way I'm taking the L.
Sure.
Look, niggas can't see me, it's easy, believe
uh-huh.
me. I don't fuck with birds, I'm feeling like Weezy. Need a bad bitch that can roll my L. As soon as I get cuffed, shit post the bail.
There's
money to be made, and I'm out here.
Uh-huh.
See a bad bitch, if I want it, then I'm hitting
it.
Buy one bird, make two, then I'm flipping it. Money's like my nose, and nigga, I'm picking it.
Mother.
Know what I gotta do, I'm in it for the wealth.
Yeah.
You can't get right, worrying about someone else. Fuck niggas, nut niggas, I bust niggas.
Back.
Always by myself, I don't really trust niggas. Right hand man, to take a stand, nigga, whoppery. Got me asking God, what type of niggas do you fucking make? Niggas
making?
Fake, and none of them loyal.
Uh-huh.
Bitches got malice on them, ain't got no moves.
And
I don't think the shit gon' change. Bitches sucking and fucking for a bag. Design the name,
you know,
I guess he's just trying to get by. And these bitches wanted me to fly, nigga, don't look in the sky, I'm here.
What up? chip. Fuck with your boys. Playing field, nigga. I'm a motherfucking animal. Chip.
I told ya, listen, when I say I fuck with some niggas that be spitting and they elevate my level, listen, bro, he ate that animal like that shit was fresh meat on the table. Listen, bro, hey, yo, this is what we about on Backwoods TV, exposing some of the most underrated talent. Do you see what I'm talking about? Yo, Monster, my nigga, act up. Act up.
All bars, no play. All bars, no play. And I just came home. Like I said, I got a lot of shit on my chest, so just stand by, stay tuned, and wait on it. The comeback is going to be crazy. I'm not taking no for an answer, and I'm not playing fair. I'm going at niggas' necks. I'm going at the industry neck. I'm going at the streets' neck. It's time. Like, I've been way too patient. And I've been down too long. I can't sit back and relax. I got to eat.
Hey, man. Y'all heard. It's Ramadan season. You basically telling none of y'all ain't going to be able to eat. It's over for y'all. Yo, and I co-sign it. I back it. Y'all already know I done had King Sudi on the show. I had heavy hitters. He is no exception at all. At all. And that was a warning. Like, listen, that's warning shit. Like, yo, bro, welcome the fuck home, nigga. This is what the game needed. It needed it. We slowly getting our spitters back in my city, and this is what it's about, bringing the city back and showing everybody that, no disrespect to New York, but Jersey, we our own shadow. We don't follow nobody. We have our own. We got none but love for the NY. That's our second home. But we are Jersey. We are Queen City. This is what we do. Callers, do not hang up. Yo, y'all already know the motto. We about to go overtime, 10 p.m. Once you hang up, you cannot call back. The only thing to do is hit that link and tune in like that. But after 10 o'clock, you cannot call back in, so hold the lines. To the people that's going to listen, make sure you tap in 7 days a week, 929-477-2425. You already know the fucking vibes. The end of this bitch. I'm not over yet. So, you already know, bro. My last question to you, bro, honestly, yo, is how long have you been rapping? Because the people don't know you, and I want them to be able to get to know that. It's a two-way question. That's the first question. Second question for you is, we're just coming home and coming back for the throne. What do you hope to accomplish? Fuck 5 years in the next year. What do you see yourself doing, and where do you see yourself?
All right. Well, I've been rapping for a long time. I got at least 10 years or more. Like, even more than that, like, I've been rapping since a young boy. I had an uncle that used to make beats. He used to be in the attic smoking hella Bally, bullshit, and I used to be up there as a little boy trying to come up there and listen to the beats and rap. And he was helping me out. Like, I used to put too much words on certain shit, say shit this way. And he finessed me with it. Like, he made me better. Like, yo, do this, do that. Take this out. Say it this way. And that shit, eventually, it started working for me, and he seen my progression. And I just took it from there. So, like, this is what I love to do, so I'm going to give it my all, and I can't play with it, because if I play with it, I ain't going to get what I'm looking for. And within the next year, hopefully, and I pray to God, that's all I can do is put my faith in the higher man and just pray that things come together and I'm back to where I want to be, because I lost a lot over this 4.5 years that I was locked up. I lost a lot, you know, out of sight, out of mind. When you locked up, a lot of people forget about you. The first 2 years, people was rocking. People were still holding me down. People was picking up on calls, writing me. That shit went out the window within the next couple of years. A lot of people forgot about me. So I'm here to wake niggas up. So within this next year, I got a lot of shit planned. I'm working on new projects soon, and I'm hoping that this new project just take off and it put me back in a position where I want to be, and I show niggas that I ain't lose nothing. I only gained a lot more.
Absolutely. In 4 years, bro, a lot changed. As far as knowing you in 4 years, I definitely changed a lot, bro. Like, I'm a little more focused on it. I'm less confrontational with people. I'm trying to avoid the duck shit and stay above the water and, you know, use any bit of publicity or, you know, promotion. I get that back to myself to be able to help transpire into energy to help the next person. So, you know, a lot happens in 4 years. And, bro, honestly, as a fellow supporter and as a, I'm not even going to say a supporter, a fan of your music, bro, I look forward to seeing what you got. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to tout your social media out. Once again, to the people, tell them how you can tap in with what you got going on. And if it's okay, I definitely want to get you back in 2 weeks for another show. And I want to give you the whole show to kind of talk your shit and actually get a little more in-depth with your music and play a lot more of your music. So that's cool. I would like to set up in 2 weeks to bring you back here for a full show. It's no co-host, no guest. I'm actually, this is going to be one-on-one, you know, Cindy with the Monster.
You already know, bro. I'm already here for it. I'm definitely supporting you. I support what you got going on. And I see your growth, man. Like you said, 4 years changed. A lot of shit changed. And you wasn't doing this before I left. So I see your growth. I see where you're going. I see what you got in mind. And I know the future holds some bright things for us. So I'm definitely excited about it. And I'll definitely be back here in 2 weeks. But, yo, y'all can definitely follow me on Facebook, The Real Monster, The Real Monster, DarealMonsta. Follow me on Instagram, The Real Monster, DarealMonsta. Everything I post, you're going to want to see because I'm not playing no games and I'm only giving you shit that you want to hear.
Man, listen, bro, and y'all heard it the fuck first. Like I said, y'all tap in 2 weeks from now. I will be posting a flyer late next week. Yo, the Monster take over. Ain't no guess. We're going to give the callers a chance to call in and actually tap in with you and let you know what they think of your music. We shutting the show down for Monster in 2 weeks, so y'all make sure y'all tap in. Y'all love the music y'all getting now. Get his man 2 weeks. He just came on. Give him 2 weeks to get started. I already know where he hit. And I'm speaking into existence. He about to put out one of the most solid projects y'all hear in a long time. He gonna take it back to hip hop. We believe in the motto on Backwoods, and for the record, we speak it into existence. And that's exactly what the fuck is gonna happen. He is going to drop one of the hardest albums in Jersey, along with some great features, and he's just gonna go right back to work to what I remember him doing. So, you know, salute to King. Us, everybody from Backwoods TV, for the record, all my viewers, we all welcome the King home. He about to act the fuck up. Y'all make sure y'all tap him with what he got going on. And, yo, I got one more question for you, bro. Two more, actually, but we're going to start with this one. You know what this is?
Chip. Huh? Fuck.
Bars. Bars, bars, bars on steroids, man. The name of the song is simple. It's bars on steroids. These shits right here, they strong, they hit hard, they heavy. Straight bars, work.
Well, never mind that second question. He just answered it. I was about to say, what's the energy on the song? He just spoke it into existence. First, before we get out of here with the Monster, yo, bro, salute King. Anything I could do along the lines to, you know, help you get back on the track and whatever you need along the lines. You know my line. I'm going to shoot you my math afterwards, bro. Let's get this. You already got my math, matter of fact, bro. We on work, bro. Anything I could do, even from out here, I make shit happen. I make it happen. Just hit my line and let me know what I can do to help. You got support here on this side.
You already know. My shit dropping, so you working on your project, and I'm definitely all over that shit. And they better look out for that because we coming with some shit.
You heard, and this is bars on steroids. Fly, throw that shit in rotation.
chip.
The Monster Hold.
Huh?
Y'all about
fuck
to be
good.
Mad.
It's your boy Monster.
Boss.
Niggas can't fuck with me.
At all.
I ain't gonna keep saying this shit.
At all.
Bars. On steroids, nigga.
Bars, my nigga. Give me.
I done put so much work in, I'm tired. I'm about to Kanye these rappers, talk to a wire. Said it's not my time, then bitch, you a liar. I'm about to blow up in your face, then Richard Pryor. These niggas gon' respect my flow or get hit. I bring it to anybody, I got no picks. All I know is real, I don't talk bullshit. And these bitches said my dick is longer than Craigslist. There's no nigga better than me that's still breathing. I'ma be hot forever, not for a season. Everything I do right now, that's for reason. Lord stay blessing me like I keep teaching. Niggas not on my level, they too simple. Bitches love me cause I'm hood but still gentle. Put raps together that fuck with your mental. Now come to me for worship, bitch, I'm a temple. Nobody gave me this game, I had to learn it. The way I run through money, you'll think that I burn it. Started with a couple of dollars, look what I turned it. Respect not given these days, you must earn it. These young boys fucking up the game with this trash. Producers tell them they hot, well I think they ass. I be sunning these niggas, I call on my eggs. I still run this game if I had prosthetic legs. I'm built for this game, homie, mentally and physically. So it's no way these dudes gon' get to me. But if they try, look, watch what the K do. I kill a nigga ass quick like K2. Fuck that synthetic shit, I smoke real weed. And all my bitches here long, they don't wear weed. Pretty face with an ass like Trina's. Pussy wet, it's flooding out that FEMA. All I know is real, homie, I don't do fake. And I bitch press drugs, bitch, I move weight. When you're doing good, niggas get the screw face. And then you gotta leave they ass like toothpaste. Hate, that's a female trait. That alone tell me that your ass not straight. I'm all man, that's just something to remember. You better off a bitch, nigga, you Bruce Jenner. You ain't hear music like this since the 90s. Real hip-hop, too raw and grimy. Leave it up to me, I'm bringing back a real sound. That nigga's music like bar shots, watered down. And no matter where I go, bitch, I'm always good. I done drove through every hood, bitch, I'm always good. Every man bleed the same, bitch, I'm never scared. And I'm in the hood, bitch, and you ain't never there. I'm always by myself, I go anywhere. I'm like dog shit, homie, I be everywhere. Niggas know I'm in the hood like a jacket. And don't wear your chain around me cause I snatch it. See, if I can't shine, then nobody shine. And I'ma get myself heard, fuck a cosign. Bitch is monster, and I'm a beast. I go hard in these motherfucking streets. Fuck with me, fuck with me. I'm out here fucking shit up.
Yes, sir. Yes, the fuck, sir. It's good to have my nigga home, for real, yo. Shout out to my boy Monster. Ain't nothing changed. He about to get back on his bullshit. Shout out to Fly Guys behind the 1-2s, my nigga. You already know. You keep it rotating. I appreciate all the love from everybody. Y'all already know. But we hitting that time. We hitting that time. We hitting that time. I had a great guest on my show tonight. I want to thank everybody that tuned in and definitely everybody that's attended the show, all my guests. Y'all the real MVPs. I'm just the voice for y'all. Send me the Uber to help get y'all music out. That's all I am is the hip-hop Uber. So you already know the vibes. I got one last guest for y'all. You know the vibes. Now, this last guest, he actually tapped in on the show briefly. I got to briefly interview him. I wanted to save him a little bit towards the end so I can tap in with him a little more on this one. He's a good friend. A good friend of mine introduced me to him. They definitely got a fire-ass video out. Bars, wordplay, nothing less. You already know the fucking vibes. I got motherfucking Michigan in the building. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Chuck Suds. I'm from 517 Jackson, Michigan. Man, I rap. I make YouTube. I make edibles. Man, I'm a versatile dude.
You already. Welcome back to the show, King. How you feeling tonight?
Man, blessed, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate your patience. I got a lot of talent on this show. I definitely try and get to everybody. It was only right. You was locked in there last week. I told you I was going to bring you back. Your first song was fire. Unfortunately, with what you just sent, I ain't going to be able to get to that tonight, but I am going to be able to throw that in on my next show. I'm going to throw that in rotation. So, yo, shout-outs to you, though, bro, and I see you working, bro. Shout-out to Jay Jers, too, bro. Y'all niggas is really
yeah,
working
sure.
out
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure. Shout-out to my man, Jers, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yo, King, I see you over there, too, Jers, bro. Like, definitely appreciate the link, bro. Your verse on the album is going on the EP. You already locked in for my EP. You know the shit, bro. But anyway, yo, my nigga, bro, you definitely been working, yo. We're going to go ahead and start you off, give you a chance to shout your social media out to people, tell the people where they can tap in.
Most definitely. You can find me on Twitter, at New Ten Records, that's NU10 Records. On Facebook, you can find me on Derail Production, or you can look on my business page on Incredible Edibles. On TikTok, you can find me at Chuck Sud, that's CHUCKSUDDZ. Or you can go on Zoo Kings, that's ZOOKINGZ. On YouTube, you can find me on Zoo Kings. And then my album, Chapter 29, Excuse My Charisma, is out on all platforms.
Absolutely. Yo, so check this out, Chuck. I realized shit didn't go the way I wanted it the first time. I wasn't able to tap in with you. But here on Backwoods TV, we here with making shit right. And we love to, you know, fix a mistake that was made, especially me on my end. So what I want to do for you, I'm going to go ahead and finish it, you know, get into your interview and your first song. But I definitely have a surprise for you at the end of the interview. You know, I want to definitely set you up with, you know, two more opportunities as well. You know, give a little love back. Callers, don't hang up. I got your boy, Mr. Studs. Yo, you already know the vibes. We got Michigan in the building. We worldwide with it. Talented artists. Y'all tap in. Hold them lines. Check this out, though. Like I said, I got two surprises for you. You know, towards the end, you know, I'm definitely with making amends. You know, I wanted to have you on a little longer. Show ran a little longer with the sets than planned. So, you know, I definitely want to offer you two opportunities, though. So keep this out. We're going to go ahead and jump into your first question. My first question for you is, I seen that Lemon Pepper video. I heard the bars on that.
Yeah.
What was the energy going into that with Jay Jers in the studio? Because he seemed like he energetic in the studio, and he wanted those, like, yo, like, we going to eat this shit the fuck up. What was the energy going into that song when I actually initially recorded it?
Man, to be honest with you, it just kind of just fell into place because I do TikTok. And so when that song first came out, I'm like, man, I got to touch that beat. Man, I got to do something to that beat. And so I wrote something to it, and then I dropped a video to it, and I kind of just shelved it. Because, you know, when it's somebody else's song, you don't really want to do too much with it, so I shelved it.
Yeah.
And I went to a studio to record, and he was like, man, you know, I'm working on this little EP, man. Let me, and then he's like, I got some instrumentals for you, so he played it. And I'm like, you know what? It's funny. I got something to that. So he's like, man, let me hear. So I spit it for him. He's like, yeah, I got to have that. I'm like, yeah, here you go.
Absolutely, bro. Like, yeah, the energy on that shit was crazy, man. Like, I listened to it two times back to back because I was like, okay, these niggas is really going off. Like, okay, no victims. I see how y'all coming. All right, bro. Like I said, bro, you definitely a talented artist. To the callers, viewers, everybody listening, bro is sick with his shit. He motivated. He humble. He definitely is a talent master. Is humble. Like, y'all need to really tap in and tune with. I don't bring artists on my show just to bring them on here. I really want y'all to tap in with them. This is the second time on my show. Y'all know my motto. You come back a second time, it's something really there. So, you know, tap in with what bro got going on. With that said, bro, you know what this is?
Just give me that.
Oh yeah, yes sir. That's that new wave, man. That's that inspirational music. That's to get the black people up and moving, man. That's that new wave.
Yes, sir. And this is what we need more of. So go ahead and introduce the name of your song. We're gonna bring you back after this commercial and after your song.
Yep, it's called Powers featuring my boy AJ Official. I hope y'all like it, man. Y'all tap in.
Let go, flock. Follow.
Just
y'all,
give me that.
Y'all already know.
That 1990s Method Man type feel.
Listen,
sitting here looking at the news. Another brother slain and the mother trying to sue. She blaming on the school. If y'all had better cops, then my son would still be cool. But what about that crack he selling? What about them drive-bys and them packs he melling? Could have been the mad ex that caught him cheating in bed. Or a big homie to put a G on his head. I said, Lord, when my people gon' quit, you know, get real jobs, get this money legit. Cause I'm tired of seeing bodies when I turn on my phone. He said, you plotted, then you got it, son, you never alone. I said, whoa, what you mean by that? He said, you can change the world, don't you dream about that? I said, I do, you right, I'ma use my words and have AJ on the chorus when I do my verse.
I'm lost.
Oh Lord,
what are we gonna
do? I don't know, but we gon' get it right.
All my people steady dying, I ain't got a clue.
And they dying, I ain't got a clue.
Agree,
but if we take it for myself, is it true? You see, what we do is blame the government, white America, Donald Trump, everybody but us. But we got some blame for this. Let's talk about the names that we name our kids. See, that right there can take a qualified brother job and give it to a Dan, Linda, or Rob. I'm not saying being different is what's holding us down, but we gotta keep in mind that we once had crowns. Mad respect in all villages, kings and queens too. So while we live like we can't sit at the table, we able. My people, y'all, we was born for this. So many people had to die, they cold bodies was torn to bits. It's more than this, the clock ticking, it's our time. More love, more knowledge, it's power time. Oh Lord,
what are we gonna do?
What we gonna do?
All my people steady dying, I ain't got a clue.
Not a single clue.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Come on.
Nah, 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 nah. We need power.
What's going on?
All my people steady dying every day, trying to make it out the struggle, help us find our way, lost. All the options gotta make it in the streets. We got families to feed and our babies need to eat, Lord. Even if we gotta scrape it out of mud, yeah, I know it ain't much, but we running out of luck, yeah. I need power, we need power, Lord, send us power.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Mash of Paul Mash TV. Thank you for listening to For the Record Radio. If anybody out there wants an interview with me on my show, all you need is a product called Zoom and a link from YouTube to one of your music videos, and I can hook you up as soon as I can. And of course, I've interviewed everybody like Plot Gaza and King Kush Money and so forth, and they can back me up on that, so you can contact anybody there, and they'll tell you how to get a hold of me. So if anybody out there wants an interview, just get in touch with them, and hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Paul Mass TV. You already know the vibes. Ayo, bro, that was definitely one of my surprises for you. That's an opportunity. I'm also set up a group chat where you can actually link in with him. Further expand your music. That song is dope, bro. No cap. That's the anthem. We need more of that. So, you know, that was definitely a dope ass song. You know, on behalf of myself and the rest, as well as the rest of my team. Like, yeah, that right there is in the direction of what we need to see. So that was one of my surprises to you. I want to actually set you up with Paul Mash and, you know, get you another interview, but through him, and it's, you know, it's a good opportunity for you to further expand and, you know, push your message. So that's my one of my surprises to you that I'm offering.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Also, bro, it ain't done, yo. I want to bring on somebody. I want to bring on a person that actually gave me my first interview station on this network before I became a host on it. He's a humble soul, very cool dude. He has a show that, you know, I follow my blueprint very similar to. He sets the tone as far as, you know, the guest that he has on. I might have a little more, but he always has that guest that just was 60 minutes straight drop bombs. So, caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's going on with it, Simi?
What's going on, my guy? How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. Hanging in there. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm blessed, brother, man. I'm hanging in there, giving the chance for people to get heard, you know, following the similar blueprint. But enough about me, brother, man. I got some artists locked in, but particularly I have one on the line. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. You introduce yourself to him and tell him a little bit about what you do and the opportunity you provide as well. You know, he locked in 2 weeks in a row. He's constantly sharing. He's a big supporter. I want to send the vibes back his way and introduce him to a very humble person. Also, most importantly, the person that gave me my first interview on the show.
Oh, no doubt.
So go ahead, brother, man. The floor is yours. You go ahead and introduce yourself to King Kush Money, and y'all talk y'all shit. I'm out the convo.
Already, man. What's going on with it?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, man. I'm okay. Hanging in there.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Anything you got for me, man, I appreciate you.
Oh, man, no doubt, man. Appreciate you guys as well, man, for definitely, man, supporting For The Record Radio and, you know, support my brother here as well, man. Shout out to you.
No doubt.
And all you do, man, all your music and stuff, we definitely tapped in, we're listening, and we're definitely about what you're about. We're definitely listening about, you know, things are being, you know, inspiring, you know, that's the type of stuff that we need in the game, you know. And, you know, your music is definitely a great outlet for that, man.
Appreciate you.
Already, and also, man, you can check me out right here on For The Record Radio. Every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, with the control room, you know. I have a lot of guests coming through from the West Coast, California, man. You know, shout out to Mr. Boss Player, BP Entertainment. He definitely, man, you know, hooks us up. So, yeah, man, if you ever, you know, wanted an interview with me, you want to get on the control room, you can just hit up my brother here, Simi Sanara, man, and, you know, he can put you in contact with me.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm more than anything. I appreciate it.
Well, really.
And that's what we about here, man. That's the vibes here, brother, man. We all about empowering and uplifting. You know, I was blessed by this opportunity, you know, by Kush and the rest of the family, Flock guys, et cetera. You know, I was blessed by everybody with the opportunity that they actually gave me as far as getting my music heard. So to be able to take what they did for me and be able to transpire that energy, you know, to, you know, the people, it's definitely a blessing. So, you know, it's always a good opportunity for you, bro. You know, Mr. Suds, like, I want to present you opportunities and be able to help and empower you and, more importantly, help further you, because any friend of mine, any friend of Jay Jers is definitely cool by me. I met some of the coolest people through Jay Jers, so, and you definitely aren't the exception. So, you know, just keep that hunger that you have and that that humility that you walk around great with, and
absolutely.
I see a lot of good things coming for you, bro. Like, I see a lot of good things coming for you.
Appreciate you, man. It's not easy, man. When you got the whole world, man, against you, it's hard sometimes to kind of stand up, you know what I'm saying, and push that inspirational stuff, you know, and this world of shooting and stuff. It's kind of hard, but, you know, I feel like I got something to say, man. I have a crazy story. So any opportunity that I could teach, you know, a little black boy or a little black girl at home, like, you know what I'm saying, that ain't got nothing, that it's possible, that's my ultimate goal.
Absolutely. And here on Backwoods TV and For the Record Radio, we definitely want to carry that message, and we definitely want to help you spread that message, because it's a lot that the game is lagging. And honestly, I feel as though this is much needed, and the message that you're delivering is just absolutely amazing. And I look forward to seeing more of what you have coming, and also, more importantly, people locking on and actually tapping into what you're trying to do, because it's beyond music. Trying to unite people through the one thing that everybody loves, and that's music. So, you know, one artist to another, never mind me being the host for one artist to another, brother, man, all kudos to you. And, you know, anytime you need anything from my end to help you spread that message, you know, it's here. You got that on the muscle. Anytime.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely, brother, man. You want to go ahead and tell the people your social media once again so they can tap in with what you got going on?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me again on Instagram at New10 Records. That's NU10 Records. On Facebook, you can follow me at Darrell Productions. And then you can look up my business page, Incredible Edibles. On TikTok, you can look me up at Chuck Suds. That's CHUCKSUDDZ. Or on Zoo Kings, that's ZOOKINGZ. On Snapchat, you can look me up on Chuck Suds. YouTube, Zoo Kings, ZOOKINGZ. And again, my music, my album, that song you just heard, is on my album Chapter 29, Excuse My Charisma, and that's available on all platforms.
Absolutely, and y'all make sure y'all tap in with him. For those also, I have two videos available on YouTube right now. Type in Semi Sayonara on YouTube, SemiSyanara, Garden of Eden, Name in the Books. Also, you can tap that in. I got the singles available on iTunes. Two albums out right now, Back to Work Part 1 and Part 2, both available on all platforms. You can find me on Facebook, Semi Sayonara. Semi Got Bars Sayonara. You can find me on Instagram, Semi Sayonara, FCW. You already know the vibes. Bro, you stay working, my guy. Keep it going. But I got one last question for you. You know what this is?
Yeah. Kate, what up?
That's that music. That's that hot shit.
Absolutely, bro. It's only right, yo. You keeping it on a positive level, and you keeping it on that note. I want to go out on that same note because you inspire, and that's what we do as artists. You're never too old to be inspired, and you definitely inspired me with that one. So I want to thank you tonight, Chuck, for coming on, bro, and once again locking in with us. And you know, I hope you take up on those opportunities that were presented to you. Slide my inbox. I'll set that up.
Absolutely.
Yo, I want to thank all the viewers tonight for tapping in. I want to thank all my guests. Definitely want to thank Chuck Suds for coming back once again. You know, he's family here. He's more than welcome to come back anytime. For everybody that, once again, before I get out of here, yo, hold your loved ones. Everybody love each other. You know, all this violence going on, we losing people left and right. We need to come together. Between corona and actual physical street violence, we are losing a lot of people. And with that said, hug your loved ones. Cherish your loved ones. Cherish your friends, your closest people,
because you never know when they're going to go. Cherish everybody. Me as the host, I don't know when I'm out of here. So, you know, with that said, everybody just follow the message to hold your family and love each other and love yourself more importantly. So with that said, Bagwoods TV, we out of here. I love everybody. Y'all stay safe. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Y'all right here on the fucking vibe. Tomorrow, lock in with Flock Geyser. We back here again, same time, same place, 929-477-2425. You already know the fucking vibes. Yo, Flock, we out of here, bro. You already know my motto. Throw that bitch in rotation.
Yeah. K, what up? I don't even want the crown. I don't even need to be labeled the best. None of that. Just throw my name in the books. Yeah. I'm from a block where it's wild like a jungle. So breathing ain't guaranteed. I live life humble. Everybody plotting, keeping nine is a must. The game come with hits, make sure you never fumble. Life throw jabs, I've been built for the rumble. I know I didn't fall off, I know I did stumble. Threats like cars and nine don't shift me. But y'all gon' respect my hustle, I'm like Nipsey. Get busy on tracks, on wax, I make music. Life calls me to fall back, I ain't losing. I'ma wake them up, cause niggas steady been snoozing. Word is fine, this family, I never choose it. People dick riding, that's a part of the problem. I just say most of them lames are part of a condom. But give no fucks, I know my plans. God's got a plan for me, and this is not my chance. What you mean, I'ma be a threat? And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the book. What you mean, I'ma be a threat? And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the book. I tied my laces up in the past, I done tripped up. My kids come first, for that I can't slip up. My mind in the clouds at night, I gotta twist up. Too many fuck with your boy, I can't give up. Prayer is a must, I still sin daily. As long as I admit that, God will never fail me. I'm next up, that's what everybody tell me. Prayers to the Almighty, I know he keep me healthy. Now that's plenty mouths to feed. No Martin Luther, but I still got a dream. Pressure bust pipes, but never to a king. I'm here to do big things. Plus I got money on my mind, I make moves by my lonesome. Ever since I picked up a pen, I've been on one. Mama said best rule one, trust no one. Success is the goal, grind hard, it's a slow one. 20 years and I'm still here. Put respect on my name though. Y'all career is in the wheelchair. I'm shining like a rainbow. Fan greedy kid, I need a piece of the pie. None come free, so me, I gotta grind. No new friends, I've been doing fine. Money in my vision, and people really blind. What you mean, I'ma be a threat? And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the books. What you mean, I'ma be a threat? And I ain't even trying to be the best. I've been giving bars, still playing with hooks. I don't even want the crown, throw my name in the books.
Yeah, I told y'all.
Be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made up since the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we menace to the gang, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
Niggas want beef, we too raw. Speak on my name, get your crew off. Shoot out broad day, then cruise off. Slept on the nigga, got snoozed off. On the block, posted up, we be thuggin'. I don't shoot, I just pass to the youngin'. Off the pills, he geekin', he clutchin'. Me muggin', he ain't going for nothing. I'm one of a kind, I'm not like them guys. Play with me and you gon' die. Yellow tape is homicide. We catch him, we stretch him, we leave him. Wody locked for 4 seasons. Niggas bustin' last weekend. The winner to get back season. New year's a new meaning. And I stopped sippin' on lean, don't pour codeine no more. Niggas be living off bitches, but Hancho don't need no whore. I just wanna live my life to some shit I ain't seen before. R.P. the Woodies ain't Christian Dior. Blood on my kicks, red bottom of the floor.
How can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on in and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made us as the gang, and niggas can't fuck with the movement.
These people be talking, y'all haters keep snoozing. I'm at the house with a hammer, that's home improvement. As far as my mind, I think I'ma lose it. Giving me the best, it's time I'ma prove. I'm fucking with G's, chilling with stars, stabbing the back, pumping the car, still on the grind. Yes, I'ma shine, pay him no mind, I fuck him tomorrow. Alphabet nigga, I'm fucking with G's, chilling with C's and chilling with B's. None of you niggas is fucking with me, if you cold, I'm 100 degrees. Y'all hate, I be styling, my pistol got mileage, I keep me a cannon. I dare you start wildin', we the best out Jersey. I'm keeping it honest, leaving wet in the dirt. Now the niggas are island, chasing the money, I get to the bank. Run up, I'm popping the tag. Michael Myers with it, when I creep, I come with the mask. Bullets, they pop out the mag. You running like Flash, you niggas is diapers, your records is ass.
Hey, how can I picture me losing? These folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we better be saying, look, can't fuck with the movement.
Back in this bitch with another one. You know my niggas don't take L's, so we left out this bitch with another one. Fuck approval, I know that I'm number one. And who really fuckin' with me? Whole city say I'm up next, tell me who really fuckin' with me. Was made for this shit, it ain't nothing to me. So many ways that I come on that beat, I be switching it up, you don't know if it's me. One thing for certain, you know that it's he. One time that I put out some shit that was weak. This ain't for the strong nigga, not for the weak. Real shit, I ain't sleepin' a week. Been in the lab with a pen and a pen, making hit after hit while I've been on the street. Straight through the roof, what the fuck is the peak? You ain't talking about money, then no, we can't see. These niggas know I'm the man, I don't give a damn if they fuckin' with me on my team. These bitches know I'm the man, they all wanna fuck with the boy when I'm up on the scene. Keeping it real, they won't fuckin' with me. Back when I was the shit, now I'm up on the scene. But look at me now, I know I'm the shit, nigga, look at me now. They lookin' like how, turn nothing to something, they lookin' like how. I married again, I told her I love her, I settled my vows. Now they screamin' my name, everywhere that I go, they be screamin' the smell. Gotta stay with the gang, they be right by my side when I step out the house. We don't fuck with no lame, nigga, we made us, we be screaming it loud.